Krishna has told Arjuna that he should work in the world and work for me, and then you will not be affected by the material reactions. Therefore, in the next chapter, chapter 4, entitled Transcendental Knowledge, Krishna explains all about transcendental knowledge. Because only when you have knowledge can you work in the world in a spiritual way. So in chapter 4, Krishna explains, where does transcendental knowledge come from? Krishna explains, Padma Sanstapa Narthaya, I come to establish that transcendental knowledge. Krishna then explains, how is that transcendental knowledge achieved? Krishna says, Evam Parampara Pratam, the transcendental knowledge is received through a line of teachers coming directly from me. Krishna then goes on to explain, who can understand transcendental knowledge? Bhakta sime sakhajeti. Only if you're a bhakta, only if you're a devotee, and only if you're a sakha, a friend of Krishna, can you understand this knowledge. Then Krishna goes on to explain, what is the actual process by which one should get the knowledge? Krishna says, Tat vidhi pranipadena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti de jnanam jnaninas tatva darshina. Krishna explains that one should approach a spiritual master, that one should render service, and one should inquire submissively, and then one can receive this transcendental knowledge. And then Krishna says, what is the result of achieving transcendental knowledge? Krishna explains, jnana ashina. This knowledge acts as a sword. And what does this sword do? It cuts out all the doubts, all the confusions that one may have. So most of the people that follow the Vedic tradition, they are very confused people. They are not really sure what the Bhagavad Gita teaches. They're not really sure what they believe in. And many, many people have many, many different ideas about what the Bhagavad Gita actually stands for. The problem is, they haven't read the Bhagavad Gita, and they haven't heard from someone who has understood the Bhagavad Gita. Because if you do these two things, then you will understand this transcendental knowledge very, very clearly. So this transcendental knowledge is very important to imbibe in one's life. One has to make an investment of time to try and understand this transcendental knowledge. In the Niti Shastra, it's explained how an intelligent person spends their time. The intelligent person, according to Niti Shastra, spends their time in this way. In the morning, they speak about gambling. In the afternoon, they speak about women. And in the evening, they speak about stealing. This is how an intelligent person spends their time. Don't worry, there's a purpose to it. In the morning, we're speaking about gambling because we're hearing the Mahabharata, and we're hearing about the gambling match in which Draupadi was disrobed. In the afternoon, we're hearing about women because we're reading the Ramayana, and we're hearing about the wonderful glories of Sita Devi. And in the evening, we're hearing about stealing because we're reading the Bhagavad Puran. And we're hearing about how Krishna stole the butter, how Krishna stole the garments, and ultimately how Krishna is stealing the hearts of all his devotees. So this is how an intelligent person spends their time, absorbing their mind in transcendental knowledge. Lord Shiva says, Maline moshanam duksham, jalashnanam dine dine. Very simple, you can understand. Jala means water. Jala Lord with Buddha. Dinay-dinay means every day. So just as we have a jalashranam dinay-dinay, just as we have a bath with water every day to clean our body, similarly, Lord Shiva says, we should have a bath every day in the words of the Gita to cleanse our mind. And therefore, in the fourth chapter of the Gita, Krishna explains, Nahi gyaneina sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing so sublime in this world as transcendental knowledge. And one who understands this knowledge will begin to enjoy happiness.